Philip, I remember talking a few years ago to Mr. Hutton about reaching 600 teams and asked him, could he go to 1,000? And he, well, maybe someday, and that day has come.
Yeah, we're over 1,000 this year, probably about 1,015 teams. Massive challenge for us, but also very proud of it. You know, they see that the competition continues to grow year on year.
This started out in 92 as a one-day tournament with 8 teams at the request of the then Mayor, Mary Bradley. Nobody could have seen this exploding the way it did.
Yeah, absolutely correct. 1992, it started out with 8 teams as part of a council initiative, Impact 92. In fact, I had the pleasure of playing in the first game in it. They think that I've been standing here 30-odd years later, part of the organising committee. Let's think that it was going to grow year on year the way it has. And let's not forget we had challenges throughout the times, you know, with COVID particularly, and it just keeps on coming back bigger and bigger. Suppose really what's at Downey, you know, people love the football, it's a football city, but honestly the welcome and the people receive when they're in the Derry area, the Donegal area, you know, the Causeway, within Tyrone, Strabane, it's absolutely so welcoming, and people just feel it. You know, they want to come back because, you know, everybody's treated so nicely, and again the atmosphere is unbelievable in the football. So
tell us where you're playing. I mean, it's stretching wider and wider every year, the net.
Yeah, so really, if you took our central base in the city here, and if we head towards Strabane, we'll go as far as Spamount in Castle Derg, and then coming back on the Derry again, we'll head as far as Coleraine, to the Coleraine Showground, yeah, and then we'll be obviously in around South Derry as well in certain areas. So, you know, it's, you know, and then obviously going the other way and the Donegal. So, you know, we are spanning the Derry City, Strabane District Council area, Causeway Coast and Glen area, and County Derry, and also Donegal.
It takes over the town in a really good, positive way. It draws thousands and thousands of people, hotel, bedrooms, all that type of stuff. You just can't see any end of this in sight.
I don't know. Listen, we I know we keep on saying it every year that we maxed out, but we really are at our maximum now. There's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, you're right, it brings a fantastic atmosphere to the city. And not only that, but it's absolutely a privilege of ours to be able to provide our local businesses with so much footfall that week. You know, we estimate this year that there could be an economic impact of around 12 million quid, which is absolutely massive for a competition, you know, run by a small band of volunteers.
When you look across the city, you see kids from all parts of it, boys and girls. As good an event as it is, you just want the kids to have fun. That's the first and most important thing, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the most important thing about it. You know, when the Foyle Cup, suppose, started out, you really had to be a player to play in the Foyle Cup, you know, and it was actually heart-wrenching standing at a parade and seeing young footballers who really wanted to play in the Foyle Cup, but just maybe didn't have that level of ability that was required back then. And that's when we decided to come on with the mini soccer and have different levels of it. And, you know, it's given everybody now, and it's more a festival of football now, it's given everybody an opportunity within the area or further afield to come and be part of a massive international tournament.
Spoke to Michael Duffy, he's played on it 3 or 4 times. Shane Duffy played on it, Darren Gibson, James McLean, Aaron McAneff, and all these guys went on to have really good careers.
Yeah, all the local guys within the, you know, within the city or the outskirts of the city have all played on the Foyle Cup numerous occasions. So they have, you know, and although playing in the Foyle Cup does not make them a professional footballer, but what it does do, it gives them a good grounding, it gives them a good insight of what it takes to be a footballer, and maybe drives their enthusiasm a wee bit more.